sudden grace.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Town and city streets across the nation filled today with protesters concerned the Trump administration is a threat to American democracy. The National Day of Action attracted people to an historically relevant site in Philadelphia.
In front of Independence Hall in Ode City, more than 1,000 protesters joined together in opposition of the president and his administration.
We need to wake up. We can't take this for granted. Democracy dies in silence.
The protest, called No Kings, is a part of a nationwide demonstration denouncing the policies and actions of the White House that protesters say are anti-democratic.
This is a sign that from the grassroots up, Americans are saying, this is not who we are.
CBS Philadelphia's Ray Strickland reporting. With news the Trump administration may have been about to deport more Venezuelans to El Salvador last night, the Supreme Court responded to an emergency petition by issuing an order in the early morning hours blocking that for now. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum reminds us the court had previously told the administration deportations could only proceed if deportees had a chance to legally challenge the action.
Clearly, the Supreme Court is of the view that illegal migrants, even those with possible gang affiliations and criminal records, are entitled to some judicial review, due process, and sufficient notice where they're being sent. But that doesn't necessarily mean that after receiving some due process, the Supreme Court would permanently halt their deportation.
There's supposed to be a ceasefire in Ukraine, but BBC's Joe Inwood reports that doesn't mean all is peaceful there.
Almost as soon as the ceasefire was meant to have started, reports of its violation began. Ukraine's President Zelensky took to social media to say fighting was continuing in border areas and that Russian artillery was still firing. Just a few hours earlier, President Putin said he had ordered his forces to observe a 30-hour Easter truce for humanitarian reasons.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will not end the war in Gaza before destroying Hamas.
In a recorded statement, Netanyahu said that Israel has no choice but to continue fighting in Gaza and said he will not capitulate to murderers, referring to Hamas. He said that Hamas had rejected an Israeli proposal to free 10 living hostages in exchange for a 45-day ceasefire. The prime minister spoke as the Hamas-affiliated Gaza Health Ministry said Israeli airstrikes had killed 90 people, mostly civilians, in the past 48 hours.
CBS's Linda Gradstein reporting from Jerusalem. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
Residents of a Florida Gulf Coast community may be giving up on recovery efforts.
Many consider Sanibel Island a paradise, but realtors say there are more than 300 homes up for sale. In many cases, they say people are tired of rising insurance rates and making hurricane repairs, dealing with city ordinances that can sometimes make that difficult. Sanibel City spokesman Eric Jackson says local officials have been trying to work with homeowners ever since Hurricane Ian nearly 3 years ago.
There have been over 40 ordinance changes to do that very thing.
With the exodus, though, comes opportunity for those in love with the area no matter what. Brent Castillo is moving in.
What didn't get destroyed is the beach and the water.
Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
The NFL draft pilgrimage to cities across the league arrives in the smallest market, Green Bay, next week. That likely means fewer crowds, 250,000 expected, about a third of last year's number in Detroit. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, a low in the upper 30s. More clouds around for tomorrow with showers in the afternoon and evening. Highs upper 40s to 50. And still some areas of rain for Monday. Highs in the mid-50s and a touch breezy. It's 42 right now. WRJN.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say. I said something. Such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. We'll be right back.
Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. Said I'm a believer. Yeah. Said I'm a believer. Yeah, I'm a believer. The child is white, the whole world.
local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
That I really didn't mean. Ah, hey, yeah, yeah.
with local news. And now, timeless hits. WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin, and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world.
Just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you.
Don't bring me down. motor running. Head out on the highway, looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way, yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving place. Buy all of the guns and bombs and explode into space. I like smoking lightning. Heavy metal thunder, racing with the wind.
You got it.
news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Farm Rescue makes sure that you aren't alone. They're there to extend the hand and to take the burden.
Even the most independent farmers need help sometimes, and asking for that help is protecting the future. Farm Rescue provides equipment and volunteers free of charge to assist in times of crisis. We're currently accepting applications for planting and haying assistance. If you or someone you know could use our help, call 701-252-2017 or visit farmrescue.org.
Everybody, let's rock. Everybody, let's rock.
cash next. I want to stick around. I want to get my kick. Let's rock. Everybody, let's rock. Everybody in old cell block. Put Danny to the jail. Let's rock. Danny to the jail. Let's rock. Danny to the jail. Let's rock. Danny to the jail. Let's rock.
She said goodbye, baby.
inside. Now I hope she's satisfied, and I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry every time my baby passes by. And I cry. Let's spend the night together. Now I need you more than ever. Let's spend the night together now.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Severe storms and flooding hit central and southern Oklahoma tonight. KWTV television storm tracker Jeremy Carter sees storm damage in the town of Ada.
A lot of power lines down there. You'll be driving through. There'll be a piece of metal wrapped up around it.